Hello, Namaste, Salam Walekum, Sastriyakal. Welcome back to another session with your Washaf at Vareva.com. Today we are going to learn awesome, wonderful Usmania biscuits from Hyderabad. These biscuits, you know, are so light and so wonderful that people love to have it with tea, coffee. Hyderabad is famous for its Irani cafes, and these Usmania biscuits are the big hit in all of these because people hang out there to have a cup of chai along with these biscuits. So let's learn how to make this awesome Usmania biscuits. You know, there are different variations of Usmania biscuits they make, but you know, they use ammonia as an aeration. But today we're going to use baking powder because this is easily available and everybody can use and make it at home. Now take this butter and look at this butter, nice soft, I kept it outside. And here we are taking 120 grams of butter. In this, we're going to add 80 grams of powdered sugar and then mix this nicely. I think I'll be more comfortable using the wooden spoon for this. Now, in this, add 20 ml of milk, just a little bit, and then mix this butter and sugar mixture. Look at this, much of the milk is mixed up with this butter. Now, we're going to make a mixture of flours. Here is all-purpose flour. Here I have taken around 200 grams of flour. In this, add 10 grams of custard powder and 10 grams of milk powder. Cardamom powder, just little bit for flavor. Just 2-3 grams of salt. And as I told you, they use ammonia as a raising agent, but I'm going to use baking powder. Okay, just a pinch. Just mix all of this nicely, so that all the ingredients get nicely mixed up. We're going to add this flour mixture in which we add the custard powder and all those ingredients. Now, slowly mix this. The dough mixture is nicely mixed. And look at this. As I tell you, short crust method is, once you mix the dough, even by just pulling it, it should break. That is when your cookies will be nice and melt in your mouth. So this dough is ready. Now we're going to roll this dough into thin sheet and cut them into the biscuits. Take this dough and then sprinkle some of the flour. You know, this will help that they won't stick. But while rolling, check this. This will, you know, kind of breaks. That is what makes this dough perfect for the biscuits. And then, you know, just be careful. Roll it evenly. If you need, sprinkle a little more flour. Okay, not too much though. Now, you know, look at this. This is perfect. And, you know, these cookies are, you know, not too thin, not too thick. Just like, you know, let me show you the thickness of these cookies. I don't know if you can understand by looking at this, but the thickness is this. And, okay, look at this. This is perfect. These are the Nijam time cutters. If you can get hold of them. I'm just kidding. I could not get the right size cutter, so I'm using my spice sprinkler lid here. So perfect, just cut the number of, okay, this is good. After you cut them, just run the underneath and then the cookies will come off. Then now you can arrange them on a tray. Now what I'm going to do is what makes these Usmania biscuits very special. This is what they do in these bakeries. So they take milk. I've added a little bit of saffron because I'm cooking for the royal guy. So, added little saffron and the milk. So, what they do is, they pour this milk on the cookies. Look at this. After they pour, they make sure that this milk is coated on these biscuits. Once it's coated on top, then they drain the milk and they will use for the next batch. Now, these biscuits are ready to go into the oven for 180 degrees centigrade for 15 minutes. Many of you have requested to show you how to make this. Now you know the technique, the texture, and then the slight yellow color not only comes from the custard powder, but also by pouring the milk in which you add saffron. This is special, you know, when you make it at home. Dear friends, make this at home and enjoy and relish these awesome Hyderabadi biscuits called Usmania biscuits. And when you put them in the mouth, they'll just melt away. Ah. All I need is a cup of Irani chai and all my rogue friends. Dear friends, I hope you enjoyed learning how to make this awesome Usmania biscuits. But do not forget, Vareva is all about inspiring others to cook. So please post your recipes and cooking tips at vareva.com so others can benefit from your great cooking. Thank you.